Mr. Congressman?
Yeah.
Here's the president.
Yes?
Congressman Mahon on 9-2.
What'd you find out about Dick Russell? I need to talk to him first.
He's in hearings.
Okay, all right. President, hey, this is confidential and not for repetition.
It will be.
I talked to Glenn Seaborg. He doubted that Texas would be in their recommendations. He has no idea, but he will explore it. And if there's any possibility of giving them any consideration because of their geography or their setup at all, that he is duly conscious of Mr. Mahon's interest and problem, and he will report back to me. That's number one. Now, I do not want another human to know that, because I'm not going to talk to him about another place. I don't ever talk to any of these other fellows.
This will not be repeated to my people or to my office staff or to anybody.
Okay, now that's number one. Now, number two, they tell me you're very concerned about some farmers' home loans.
Yeah,
that have been frozen.
Before we get off of this other, Mr. President, let me say this. You see, if it doesn't come to Texas at all, you know, okay.
He understands that if there's any justification in God's world where we can put it, it would be awfully wonderful for him and for everybody else in the world for it to go to a fellow that's not deep partisan and a good, solid man, has been there 30 years in the Lubbock area. But the man could not even live if it went to any other place in Texas if it didn't go to his area. And he understands that, and that's what he's going
to say. And I wouldn't want to be in the six unless they really were seriously interested in just suggesting, because I'd be in hotter water to be
in the six. I understand.
Unless we got the other. That's fine. Okay.
Now, on the farmer's home, what we have done is we have tried to, y'all don't think so. You demagogue a lot up there, but you always talking about what we do, it's bad, and what y'all do, it's good. But we try like hell to hold back and save every way we can. Now, we want the private financing, anybody will do it. Money has been reasonably good up until the Federal Reserve thing hit us in January, and that's tightened it up some, and it's costing us $1 billion more in interest, and it's costing us $25 billion in the nation, and it's a terrible decision. But anyway, they think it's got to be done. The reason it was done was because the New York banks got $16 billion worth of these 5% CDs, and they were going to lose them if they didn't do it. And it's just done for their benefit. They all say, "All right, Tapman's a nut," but he knows it and understands it, and he's right on this. And our Secretary of Treasury and our Chairman, Economic Advisor, and the rest of them know it. But they don't raise hell when the bankers do something to them, and so they got by with it by 4-3 vote. But it's tightened things up to the point where we do have a problem with farm loans and credit being available to them. So we're giving serious consideration, probably before the day is over, or very shortly, release more of these funds. We have had 50 million of the 350 impounded. And we'll probably release 20, 25 or something like that to loosen them up a little bit. So we'll have a little more money. We want to make it a little more difficult to get government money than go borrow other money. And we just don't want the government absorbing everything all the time and say, "Oh, well, go get Uncle Sam to do it." And I know our little banks, what they do, I've been familiar with them. And our banker said, "Oh, let the government take care of him. We don't want him. He's not a good risk, and let the government take care of him."
That's right.
And so we're trying to use that, and I've held back every place that I know, and that's one of them. But I'd rather agree that something ought to be done, and I've got them looking at it, and they told me that you and Cooley and Dick Russell and four or five powerhouses were very concerned about it, and I said, "Well, let's take another look at it and get me a paper before the day's over, seeing what the availability of credit is." And I rather think, just judging it over the phone, that we better take a little action. So I'll let you know as soon as that's done.
Good. We are having more foreclosures and farm auction sales. People are sending them to me in their big stories in the paper. And the banks are threatening to begin to foreclose and force farm sales next week. And, of course, this is all part of a pressure campaign, you understand?
Yeah, well,
it is more serious than I had at first thought it was, and loosening up some of this money, and I think it's going to take it all. I'm sorry. I think it'll take it all, but, you know, you could kind of play along and hold them as much as you can. I think you're
right. We just got to and try to make the banks do some of it. The banks are just putting the heat on us, George, and we've got a banker's government.
That's right.
It's not right. We got old Bob Anderson's boy in charge of that banker's outfit, and you just think about what they did when they raised that interest rate. The first thing they did is make our government pay $800 million more this year on just this year's refinancing.
Yeah.
And now they've got the damn stuff up over 5%.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
That's right.
And then every federal savings loan's got to go up, and every bank goes up on its interest, and then
yeah.
the damn loan charts go up, and it's just, well, anyway. It's awful hard to fight
good,
the people.
But I will await any announcement through the USDA, you know. You don't
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll have them call you just the first moment it is so you can call your people and tell them. Now, go on and take care of my rent and teachers. Don't mess around with that. That's vital.
Well, here's the thing. Darn.
They all tell me
I
jumped on a bunch of them the other day down here, and they said, well, it's all up to George Mahon, just whatever he said.
Well, the thing is that you ask us money for Vietnam, and we haven't got that money. Well, now, we mustn't give much consideration to anything else until we provide that Vietnam money, and all that foot-dragging down here on that Vietnam money is very bad. Now, I think you'll agree, of course. And when we get that out of the way, we'll look at these other things.
But what I'm afraid of is you'll screw me down there and say, well, let's let it go on the regular bill then. And you've been here 2 months now. Damn fellas, if Vietnam was, if I fought my wars and I acted on y'all's request as slow as y'all act on mine, you came in here January the 10th, and we're hurting, and you oughtn't to have to make me break loose with another Watts before something happens to me. And don't do that now. And aren't you all in one bill?
Well, you mean on what? On this... On this rent
on my teacher's corps and my...
Yes, well, now, it all depends on how much we want to put in the first supplemental.
All right, well, just put in
what... We can't afford to have any of this stuff until we have the Vietnam money. It would be ridiculous to put something else ahead of Vietnam. That's your highest priority.
Yeah.
Sit down there early.
Well, haven't you passed the Vietnam economic yesterday?
Well, yes, but...
And aren't you going to pass the Vietnam military Tuesday?
Yes, but then it's got to be approved into law before we can pass the appropriation. You know, they just
drag it. Is it before you can even take it up?
Oh, no, we can take it up.
Well,
we can take it up, but it'd be subject to a point of order if we called them on the floor. But anyway, I think they're going to move now. They just hate McNamara so in Rivers Committee. McNamara is giving his life away to try to serve this country, and a lot of people are giving him a lot of unnecessary trouble, including Stennis. I was glad you spoke forcefully yesterday. They all fussing and finding fault instead of getting on the team and trying to help. And this is pretty ridiculous. But it's going to come out all right. I'll look after this thing.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.